Keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Sitting with Kate Morris, distilled.com.
Yes, well, distilled.net.
Distilled.com
is owned by somebody who has this whole site about conspiracy theories, and we cannot buy it from him. It's a lot of fun.
He doesn't want to sell that, does he?
No.
Just one of those guys.
Yes.
Now, what, you know, I got to ask, because I'm working on a project right now. We're running into the same issue, where we have a, well, it's not a .net, but a .com, but it's a word that's not spelled. It could be spelled correctly, but it's not. It's true. So TRU versus TRUE.
Yes.
And so there's a big corporate guy that, of course, owns a TRUE version of this.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, they want six figures.
Always.
What's your advice on doing something like that, if that was to come up? And
I think it depends on...
Does TRU give you enough?
I think it does. Truthfully, it does. And I think that's only because of TechSpeak. I'd have to do a little bit of keyword research behind that. But when it comes to tech speak, a lot of words have been shortened, and Google and Bing both understand shortened versions of words, and they figure out, like, if you do an ampersand or an and, if you'll see in the search results, they know that those are the same thing. I think with true and true, with the E and without the E, you're probably okay, but it would be something that you would think about. How long-term is the business, and is it worth the investment if it is a long-term business?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Kate's been on the speaking circuit for how many years?
See, I think I first spoke in 2008.
Don't date yourself, though. Well, 2008. Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
She looks very, very young. We'll have a picture on our posts for the podcast, so you'll be able to see the gorgeous Kate Morris.
Thank you.
So Kate, distilled.net, it's an agency.
Mm-hmm. And it's a consultancy. I like calling it a consultancy because agency, sometimes it
feels too madman.
It misconstrues what we do. We consult much more than we actually do. So we very rarely work on a company's website.
Really?
We do strategy. We do a lot of link building, a lot of strategy around link building, things like that. But when it comes to changing a company's website, we let them take care of that.
Gotcha. So, okay. Good. So you used to run a business, mm-hmm. I learned, and now you went back to working for the man. So what's that all about?
Well, I was off on my own for a year, and that was out of necessity. I worked for an agency that was bought out by its parent company.
Jeez.
And basically, they wanted the talent for this one company, and that's ultimately what I didn't sign up for. So I decided to go out on my own. I had a few things going on the side, and knew that because I had been speaking in the past few years, that it was possible to network my way into doing stuff on my own. So I tried it, and it actually worked out very well. I paid all my expenses. It was a very interesting year. It was completely month to month. There were some months I made $30,000. There were other months I made $2,000.
Yeah.
And so you just really have to be very good at budgeting. But it
depends on your shopping habits, though.
Yes, and thankfully, I learned from my mom. I shop at Ross a lot. I'm becoming much more of a Nordstrom girl now, but back in the day, I'm very much if I don't need it, I don't buy it. But ultimately, at the end of that year, I sat back and I wanted to do work with big brands. I wanted to do the work that I was talking about, and I wanted to really get back to just doing the work. When you run your own business,
you're doing everything.
Yes, you're doing absolutely everything. You're selling. You're doing contracts. You're doing billing. And it's not fun. It is absolutely 100% not fun, at least for me. You need somebody to run the business if you're the one doing the work and you're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't get to innovate. You don't get
yes.
to find the fun stuff because you're just doing the work. And I wanted to do the work.
I hear you. Well, it's because it's more of a hobby for you.
Yes.
So you live your hobby. So
yes.
we share a lot of the same common traits with that there. But I still run a business, so I still get involved in doing all that other stuff on the side. So
yes.
that just working on that.
I'm sure you have a few people that are helping you out, though.
Yeah, they're helping, but you still have to guide the ship, so yes. to speak. You know?
Yes, definitely.
So you used to be into pay-per-click a lot more, and now you just do SEO completely. How come?
Just completely.
Now, when did that transformation occur?
Now, it's really funny. My career has gone from PPC to PPC and SEO to SEO back to PPC and SEO and now SEO. And it's been hilarious to see people assume that I still do PPC all the time. I just passed the AdWords exam 3-4 months ago because we need a number of people at Distilled to pass
the
that
agency.
Exam. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that whole thing. And I knew I could pass that quickly because just like in SEO, PPC's cores are always the same. It's just they keep adding stuff, little bonus features, little things here and there. They move stuff around within the actual interface. That's what changes. But for the most part, the core is still the same. But I lived in PPC and I still love it. I just don't get a chance to work at it anymore. I really do. My heart and soul is in SEO. PPC I get. PPC is something that just I naturally understand. SEO I have to work at.
Your passion comes through in your voice really, really well. I'm sure other people hear that as well, but
I hope so. It's a lot of fun for me to understand something that is more about technology and the human brain at the same time. So not only understanding the marketing side of my brain, which is really where the PPC stuff comes in, understanding what people are thinking of when they're searching for something,
sure.
that you have to understand on both sides, absolutely positively have to. But with SEO and working with websites, you also have to be able to understand how information gets transferred from a website to a search engine and then how people access that. And that's what I love about SEO. And
doesn't it become tiring?
No, not for me.
You don't think so?
No. Because I can spend one day strategizing link bait ideas, which I absolutely love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, stuck in Excel for the entire day.
Ugh.
But I absolutely love
macro
it because
hell.
Yes, because I'm taking some data from a client and they're trying to figure out why long tail terms are converting more often than their head terms. And they want to know like what the behavior behind it is. So you got to live in data to figure that stuff out. And that drives me. I have to have both, though. I can't do
that's
one
interesting.
Or the other.
What is, I guess, a quick scenario for that? She's sipping.
Sorry.
No,
I
sorry.
Have to re...
No, no, right. She's chatting a lot here.
So the scenario for looking up why...
Well, the long tail are converting better than
yes.
their
yes.
broad terms
yes.
or some of the key phrases.
So largely what you would look into are taking a host of keywords that are converting, looking, parsing that data down to one word, two words, three words, four words, five words, and seeing is it true that long tail, so like the 4 to 7 words per query, are those actually converting more when they're bucketed? If that is actually the truth, then you go into what are those landing pages? And if the landing pages are different than the landing pages for the head terms, what's different? What's converting people? And in this instance, for this specific client, I'm actually posing the question, is it about user behavior? Is it not something to do with the website? Is it that the customers that are looking for long tail things, a very specific product, are they more likely to convert than somebody that doesn't know what they're looking for just yet?
They start with car rather than with brand and then mid-model.
Exactly.
Type of a name.
And in their space, that could be. They need to figure that out.
So I sat in your session today, you and Joanna's, and it was a great session. Both you have the energy of the presentation. You know how to do this very, very well. And I think that's what radiates really well with the audience, too. It makes learning and understanding a lot easier. Plus, you're probably very easy to ask questions, too. So that
I try to make myself so.
Yeah.
I learned from a lot of people that allowed me to ask questions in the beginning.
Yeah. Are you a mother at all?
No.
When you become a mother, then patience
yes.
is going to be a huge, huge thing. You'll do really, really well at that. So communication and how it impacts your business. Talk a little bit about that, because that was one of the key things you started with in your presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really, really important. Coming from a basis of why working with a consulting firm or an agency or mm-hmm. maybe some outsource components to your online marketing collaboration or whatever, mm-hmm. Why those work or they don't, or how you have a happier marriage in doing so.
Yeah.
So this is something we stress continuously, and I think it's a you're definitely talking about a common pain.
Yes.
Anybody in this space has in a large way.
Yeah. The one thing that we ran into at Distilled when dealing with clients of all sizes, all levels, is that you can't get anything done unless you have buy-in. You absolutely cannot get anything done. You can have the best idea in the world, and if the person you're telling that idea to doesn't believe you or thinks it can't be done or doesn't know what you're talking about, you're not going to get that through, no matter how good the idea is. And a lot of times a great idea can get lost in not educating, not sitting down and going, okay, so I have this great link bait idea. They think it's a waste of time and money because you want to hire some designers to do this infographic or you want to do a different part of the site.
They don't have buy-in. They don't see the value, and they don't really...
Exactly.
The tangibility. It's an issue with tangibility in a lot of times, too.
Yes. And so a lot of times you have to sit them down and show them where somebody has done something similar. That helps. Or show them what the possibility is in numbers. It's really key to identify who you're talking to and if they prefer the emotional side of it or the logical side of it, the more analytical side of it. There are many people that just want to see the hard numbers. And as SEOs, that's really hard for us to give up because we don't know, straight out don't know. We cannot give specifics. But what we can do is give an idea. And what we've, or at least I've personally seen, is that if you give them the idea of this is what might happen with the very clear, we are not guaranteeing anything, but this might happen, that helps them more understand where this is going, how that helps their bottom line. And ultimately, people want to look good
sure.
in a company,
oh, yeah.
in their job. And as a consultant, as an SEO in an agency, as an in-house person, if you can make that other person look better.
Yeah, your job becomes much, much easier.
Yes.
Keeps it very
exactly.
easy. Exactly. So what about when there's some of the things you talked about is who's at fault? When does communication have to do with it?
Yes.
And some of the issues with that. What is some advice to those in an agency or in-house in regards to that?
When it comes to communicating and when things don't happen, as a consultant, we always point the finger at ourselves because there's usually some...
That's an interesting stance.
Yes, yes. And it's actually very, very hard to swallow. But if you think about it...
What am I not doing that's prohibiting you from succeeding?
Yes. There is some story you're not telling. There is some piece of evidence you're not giving.
So eliminate yourself.
Yes.
Eliminate yourself from the equation that you're... The weak links.
Not necessarily eliminate yourself, but figure out what is that one thing that you haven't done yet. And I'm going to say 90% of the time, it's education. It's sitting down and just having a conversation rather than just saying, hey, I want to do this. Instead of saying, hey, I want to do this, you say, hey, I want to do this. Here are the reasons why. Here's what the impact is going to be. And this is what is going to happen. I was taught very early on in my career by one of my bosses when he asked for a piece of creative. I used to give over exactly what he asked for, and then he'd rip it to shreds, completely mm-hmm. rip it to shreds. And it would just kill me because I did everything he asked. I soon learned that I had to give three options. That was one, that was exactly what he wanted, and two variations depending on what I thought needed to happen.
Because of your training, because of your background, because of your experience. And
exactly.
Come to the table with
exactly.
a couple options. Just not be a doer.
Yeah. And if you give them those options, if you give them everything, if you give them an explanation, if you tell them why this is a good idea, if you educate them as to why we don't look at PageRank, why we look at other metrics to value a page, explain that sitting down in front of the person. And I guarantee you, you'll get a better reaction than just saying, no, that won't work.
Well, talking about a bit of a reaction and talking about SEOs and our jobs continuously changing, evolving, and becoming tougher, Google Plus your world. What kind of an impact? Big smile on Kate's face. I got to tell you, it really exhausted the shit out of me
mm-hmm.
with that all rolling out last mm-hmm. month. And More so because on our end, we have one client that has a number of sites we just put together. Of course, there were so many delays by their end. You know, the timeline thing, that was
so
a huge,
true, isn't it? So
huge,
true.
Huge thing that you pointed out today. But it like, just very unique keyword-laden domains going after very specific terms, two or three terms, in a very, very non-competitive, well, easy to rank. You know, and that was really the end of goal. I don't want to see these ranked.
Yeah.
And then he wanted them to convert, you know, of course. But when it was so delayed, and we could have launched these in December, but when that happened last month, I was just like, oh, Jesus. How am I going to now show some of these false positives in a certain type of way? I mean, exhausting. And now I have to go back to the client and to your point, reeducate. Mm-hmm. To what extent are they going to listen? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we deal with people that have been through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different consultants, agencies, whoever they might have been, had numerous different relationships, spent tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars in doing so. And you're essentially coming back to them saying, yes, I will love you. I will treat you well. I will respect you. You will be my only one love. They've heard all this before. So I call it like the battered boyfriend, girlfriend syndrome.
It really is. Yes.
In a sense. So, now that I've, you know, went on a rampage a little bit. So Google Plus URL, what do you think?
Truthfully, it's something that I foresaw about, I'm going to say 6 years ago.
Wow.
So called it.
Seriously?
I was working in-house, and I was in charge of 30 different
2005.
Websites. Yes.
Okay, go on with your story. I want to hear this.
I was working in-house, and I was in charge of 30 websites. And I think this is the first time I had heard about personalization and about how you can have two computers sitting next to each other on the same network. And depending on what the person has searched for before, that would affect the results. Now, this is when it had just started, like when they really just started rolling this out and telling people that they were doing it. This is Google I'm talking about. And I looked at my bosses at the time. It was the head of marketing and the CEO, and I said, this is going to keep going. This is going to get worse. Not worse. because I'm going to come back to that.
Yeah.
But personalization is going to get more and more and more and more. We are not going to be able to guarantee rank. We are not going to be able to show rank because everything that we strive to do to get to that top position, that's going to be absolutely impossible to show that you're in that top position. We're only going to be able to show by doing the correct work, by doing the marketing, by doing the right content, the right this, right that, that traffic increases. You really, Google did this for the consumer, but they also did this because they don't like rankings. They don't like that number one spot. I mean, they're the ones that ripped the auction model out of PPC. They're the ones that took that, stomped on it, rehashed it, put it out there, and anything. And what I was told was that they didn't want to impact my findings, so they didn't really want to talk to me. Well, typically at Distilled, we pre-deliver, what we like to call pre-delivering. So as we're going through the research process, we give up anything we find as soon as possible. It doesn't go in a document and the document's handed over. We actually give live feedback. Hey, we found this. Would you mind fixing this? Especially when it comes to little stuff like 404s. If we can find the basis for why all of these pages are 404ing, we'll tell them to fix that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to pre-deliver as much as possible, especially when it comes to strategy, just to make sure we're on the right track. But they said not to. All right, cool. So I went and did my research. I actually ended up going against what I thought I would recommend, and it had to do with site structure, keeping everything on one domain, consolidating domains, things like that. And typically, when it comes to most clients, I say you want everything on one domain because most companies do not have the focus to move away from one domain.
Pulls all their equity in the one place.
Yes.
So simplify it that way.
For this particular client, I said no, that actually they needed to have separate things going on. Well, it turned out they wanted data, specific research behind it. And
behind your suggestion?
Yes. Hmm. And I was not aware that they were looking for hard numbers.
Were they a client already at that point?
Yes. Okay. This was when I thought
they already
it was
acquired.
Over.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I thought the project was done. It was not actually done. And what we learned in the process was that I should have been asking those questions, even when they didn't want me to. because asking those questions would have solved that very early on.
The hard questions.
Yes, the hard questions of why this? Okay, so you don't want me to be impacted by you. Well, who are you debating with? And let me talk to them. Let me get more sides of the argument than just yours. And pushed for it, because in the end, that would have solved so many more issues.
That's a good one. Office supply. Mm-hmm. And this is one, oh man. You know, you talk about retainers, you talk about draws. I should probably preempt it. It's about timelines.
Yes.
And flexibility with timelines. Yes. And there's so many agencies and consultants like myself that we look at those milestones. We look at those milestones to meeting draws. Mm-hmm. And there's so much play on both ends that end up happening to modify those on a regular basis. But you're just saying blatantly, flat out, timelines are wrong.
Timelines are straight wrong. Anytime you give a date for a project, especially when it comes to SEO or anything surrounding SEO, so a website, a creative project, link bait, content, almost every time something is going to happen, especially when you're dealing with we as a consultant outsource to somebody to do said content, said infographics, said whatever else. You have a developer, you have something, and then you have the client. And those are three people, three timelines, three vacations, three families,
yep.
Three holidays, three conferences. There are lots of things that get in the way. And anytime you say, I will have it done by this date, I don't know about you, but I've done strategy documents before where I had 3 months. It was 3 months and 2 weeks. And
it's like budgeting for the final year.
Yes.
Yeah. We never get our shit done until like the second or third week of January. There's mm-hmm. always that. We're going to get it done by December.
Yeah.
Two more points. You talked about having to do breakups. And I thought that was an interesting point too, but a fashion retailer. And actually, instead of you being fired, firing the client.
And it's not really firing. We're actually just parting ways.
Parting ways.
We have fired clients before. Not this one.
But this was the reason behind it, though, was more for the fact that you just couldn't.
Communication just wasn't happening.
Not happening.
And they were just not ready. It was purely a basis of we like to have buy-in. And to get stuff done, especially in a big company, you need one person. Just one. You just need one person.
One liaison. Yeah. Bottleneck it.
Yes. That will introduce you to the people that the money holders, the tech heads, the people that are the gatekeepers to getting things done. And when we started, we had that. But then positions changed, and the people we had got busy, and their focus has changed. And ultimately, that's the flexibility part, is you've got to see sometimes that, I know I said it's my fault, but sometimes it's not your fault, and sometimes it's just not the right time.
So, Kate, you're working full-time. I mean, this is your life. This is what you do. It's your hobby. It's really your life. This is what you yes. breathe and sleep.
Yes.
Are you doing freelance stuff, too, or are you just strictly working?
I do. I have one client that I've always had on the side, but for the most part, no. I actually have gotten to the point in my career where
you got peace
when
in your
I'm
life,
done,
you're done,
I like to be done. I actually
it's hard to turn it off, but when you can, you do it.
Yes, do it. It's the when I go home and visit the boyfriend, something, I prefer to watch a movie versus working on a website. Though truthfully, I just started a new website, so that kind of happens.
What's your new website?
I haven't launched it yet.
Oh,
but
all right.
I will
so
let you know
we'll wait to hear about it. And yeah. Pinterest.
Yes.
What are you thinking about it?
Apparently, I heard some information today that changes my view of it.
What was that?
It turns out that even though it is in the terms of service, and I do think that they needed to make it more clear, I wasn't a fan of the affiliate linking.
Were they masking? I didn't hear anything about them masking or...
It was in their terms of service, but I wasn't aware that they were doing it until this news story came out. That, if,
that was Eric's presentation?
No. It was a part of that, but there was a news story about it about a week or two ago where they said, hey, Pinterest is actually going through and, for certain things, attaching their own affiliate code. Only that's the only story I got. And at first sight, that's horrible.
Yeah, like, that's not
just,
cool.
It just sounds shady. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if consumers know about it or care about it. They don't know or care about a lot of stuff that we do.
There's a lot of black smartness into that.
Yes.
You know, horn out someone's content that's continuously being updated. That's pretty ingenious, but that's also
very intelligent of them, but it just was slimy. Like, it was just slimy. But I found out today, and I'm going to have to figure this out if it was actually true or not. I haven't had a chance to do some research behind it. But not only was it in the terms of service, I still think it should have been bigger and brighter and made aware. But apparently it's only for certain brands that ask for it. So Pinterest is an affiliate, and the brands allow Pinterest to attach the affiliate code. So it's the companies
how
that are giving
are those
up
being
a percentage.
Pushed in like general walls, general categories.
Yeah, I'm truthfully not
there's
sure.
There's got to be some. I would think there's some motivation behind it. I don't want to say got to, but I would think there's some motivation to push those brands out more.
Yeah, yeah, and truthfully, as long as the brand, the company is behind it, and saying we're okay paying you a percentage, that's perfectly fine. I think the only thing I'm sad about as an SEO is that now that these are paid, you now bring into question the validity of all of those links. Because I loved the idea of Pinterest, because guess what? It was a whole other voting thing. It was a whole other linking thing. It was something else to see what was popular out
there.
Wait
till May or June.
Yeah.
Do something else.
And so I'm curious to see how it works out, but if it is working out the way I think it is and what it was explained to me today, Pinterest is very smart. They did find the loophole of affiliate links and putting them in there, and they're not ticking off the companies, and people can override them. I think the only mistake is they need to at least let people know.
Yeah, there's got to be a little bit more transparency with that.
Yeah, yeah.
In a number of ways, but I'm just going to kind of refer back to like Google's and their terms of service. I mean, the only times I've really heard their terms of service and privacy come out is the whole link debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically the Plus, Google Plus launching last year, having everybody to go to public accounts instead of private accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you really don't hear about a lot of all the other things. I mean, we do. We follow that very closely, being in web and SEO. But consumers don't realize all the aggregation of data that's being collected and all that
and
shit.
And truthfully, what I try when people do ask me about it, when regular people ask me about it, just my friends, I go, no human being is reading your email. Let me make that very clear. No human being is reading your email. They are just trying to target ads to you. That's it. There's not a soul that gives a crap about what email you're getting. No one cares.
Your competitors may, or people that want to hurt you.
True, but they're not seeing your emails either.
Unless they hacked into it, but
that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other ball of yarn.
Wax, whatever.
Yarn. Kate, kind of give your contact info and stuff out there for people that want to reach out to you, or how do they follow your triads and your conversations and all your little rants and raves?
All right, so you can follow me on Twitter at Kate Morris. Fairly easy, KateMorris. If anybody wants to find out where I'm writing, I write regularly on SEO Moz and on Distilled's blogs, and I speak here and there. I don't have anything else public set up in the next few months, but I'm sure I will be speaking at a few things here
sometimes
and there.
Sometimes breathers are nice.
Yes, breathers are very nice.
These events are nice, but they do become a little trying.
Yes, and traveling a lot, you can ask any of my friends. They get quite jealous of the list of places, but there's nothing to be jealous about.
No, it's nothing about that.
Living off of a plane and knowing exactly where to go in SeaTac Airport, which lines are fastest, getting on the MVP program for Alaska Airlines. It was awesome, but kind of says something.
Yeah, it does. Kate, thank you for taking the time out this afternoon. I appreciate your insight and everything.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.